I think I'm on. Well, morning, everybody. Happy New Year. Hope you had a lovely Christmas. I had a lovely Christmas. I had a lovely New Year as well. I'd love to tell you that I'm related to David Livingstone. David Livingstone. Do you remember David Livingstone? I've got a lot of blank expressions on the youngsters. All the old uns know exactly who I'm talking about. David Livingstone, that great explorer missionary in Africa. I'd love to tell you that he spelt his name the same way I do, but that he added an E on the end of it, as they did in Victorian times, because he thought his name needed just finishing off. But I have to tell you that I've searched through my family tree and there is no branch leading to the great David Livingstone. Rather, a lowly tailor. You know what a tailor is? Yeah? Somebody who makes clothes. A lowly tailor who worked in a small town in Kirkcudbrightshire in Scotland. And I remember going to my grandparents and going at the bottom of the house. They had this big house, and at the bottom of the house, we saw the tailors all sat there, cross-legged, sewing suits. He was hard-working, but he died at an early age. That was on my father's side. On my mother's side, there was a man with socialist tendencies way back who liked his whiskey, perhaps more than he should have done. And he liked his whiskey because life was hard in those days. I don't know if you've looked at your family tree. Have you looked at your family tree as a family? Have you found anything strange in there or anybody strange in there? Maybe a long-forgotten misfit has been airbrushed out of your family tree because they were an embarrassment. Well, we're looking at another family tree today, and at great cost and expense and time, Sue's brought this in. This is a family tree. Has anybody any idea whose family tree this might be? And it's not a squirrel. Anybody any idea whose family tree is this? Look, see where it starts. Oh, who's it start with?
It's the tree.
Yeah. Who's it start with? It starts with Abraham, and who's it finish with? Jesus. So this is Jesus' family tree. It's a long one, isn't it? All the way from Abraham right through to our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad David was reading that reading this morning. He started and thought, phew. And unsurprisingly, in Jesus' family tree, just like our family tree, there are some shockers. Ones we'd rather like to forget. There's the real highlights like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Giants of the faith, we might call them. But then there's Tamar, Rahab, and Bathsheba. Some of Jesus' ancestors that perhaps we would not really like to think about. But they're there in Jesus' family tree, those dubious characters, those dubious relations, because Jesus was human. He lived in our world in every way as we are, yet was without sin. He understands us. He sympathizes with our weaknesses because he is human like us too. You know, he wasn't a superman, beamed down to earth, did what he had to do, superhuman powers, and beamed back up to heaven. That's not Jesus. He came down as a man, as a human being, just like you, just like me, experienced life just like you, just like me, with all its troubles. He was truly one of us, and that should reassure us. But as we look at the giants of the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we realize that they too were not superhuman. They were flawed like us. And this morning, we're going to briefly look at Abraham. Abraham, a man of faith, who heard God's call to him. On hearing God's call, he didn't just hear it, he responded. He went. Go, God said to him, and I'll make you a great nation. He actually went. And God didn't just call him, he called him with a promise. I will make you a great nation and I will bless you. And so often we hear God's call on our lives and we just roll over and go back to sleep. We ignore his call afresh to us. And as with Abraham, God calls us and he gives us a promise that he will never leave us, he will never forsake us, he will never abandon us. And he will enable us to fulfill that call that he gives us. So are you listening? Can you hear God's call to you? His call at the start of a new year, at the start of 2014. His call to follow him afresh. To go where he wants you to go. To walk with him. So God calls Abraham, the man of faith. The man who trusted God, even though his wife was old. The man of faith who allowed his nephew, Lot, to choose the best land. And he chose. He was left with the bits. The man of faith who rescued Lot when they were kidnapped by the kings. The man of faith who prays for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. The man of faith who was prepared to sacrifice his one and only son. Yet in that one and only son was wrapped up all the promises of God. The man of faith who was credited, as his faith was credited as righteousness. Could we ever be like Abraham, the man of faith? But he was just like us, he was flawed. He was a man of flaws too. A man of flaws, he passed off his wife as his sister twice. A man of flaws who continually wondered how God could give him a son. As he was getting older and older and older, it didn't seem to be happening. Yet God gave him loads of reminders. A man of faith who saw a better way than God's way by having a child through his servant, Hagar. That way was far more believable than God's way. What a mistake. What a mistake that would be for his family. And for the future, he was so human like us. A man of faith, but a man with flaws, who continued to trust. Who continued to trust even though he made mistakes. And began to realize that God's promises weren't cancelled because he dropped a few clangers. He's a God of grace. He's a God of mercy. But he was a man for the future. The bigger picture in our family tree there. God's blessings to all people, to us, came through Abraham, down that line, through Jesus. Jesus, the one who bestows on us his righteousness when we believe in him. Jesus, through whom God's blessings radiate to all nations, all cultures, all people, a light of the world, a light for the whole world. A man of faith, a man with flaws, a man for the future. Will we, in this new year, follow his example in spite of our difficulties and flaws, despite our human failings? And realize that Jesus, that in Jesus, we too have a future. You know, Jesus' family tree does look a bit dodgy. It does. But what's sure is that we have a future. We have an inheritance when we turn to Jesus, irrespective of what our family tree's like, irrespective of what our pasts are like. Our pasts do not govern who we are. Jesus offers us freedom from our pasts. Freedom to be who he wants us to be. So will this new year be a new start for you? A new start afresh with Jesus? This year, will you respond as Abraham did to the call of God on your life? Can you hear? Are you listening? I don't know whether you'd like to perhaps come along to a course. I think a course sounds a bit like there's homework and assessments and writing and stuff. It's not like that kind of a course. It's just a time together, six sessions, where we sit down and we have a chat about Jesus. We watch a little bit of a video about him, find out who he is. If you fancy something like that in an informal environment, you'll not be asked to sing, you'll not be asked to pray, you'll not be asked anything you don't want to respond to. How about you? You think about that this year and mention to me on the way out, or David on the way out, if you fancy coming along to a Christianity Explored course, little C. It's not a massive deal. Please see me. Thank you.
Andy. And when God does call us, he very rarely gives us the whole plan, does he? Because he calls us to respond by faith. But it's faith in a God who's a promise keeper. It's faith in a God who sent his son, Jesus, because he loves us so much. And that's what we sing about in our next song, which is By Faith. This song's also an opportunity to give to God's work here and further afield.